mean, we talked about Halacha Moshe Mesinai, but it's interesting. Sometimes there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether or not something is it Halacha Moshe Mesinai, or like one person will say it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, one person will say it's not. Right? They'll say it's they have a svara, like in other words, they'll paskin this way, or they'll say right. So and then the other person will say no, it's the halacha is like this, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, right? So, but it's an interesting case. I'm not representing exactly fairly, because basically that just is the Rambam's rule. The Rambam already said what the rule is there, that if one person has a Mesorah and the other one doesn't, so immediately the other person concedes. You say like the one who has the Mesorah, right? So that's basically what would happen in that case. You would simply go by the one who says the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, right? In other words, there's only machlok. In other words, the machlokas, it's not really the idea of a machlokas. It's a different kind of machlokas. It's where one has a mesorah, one doesn't. So if one has a mesorah, so simply you go by the one who has the mesorah, right? So that's the that's pretty much how you resolve that kind of a problem, right? Right, but we did the I think we did the first three chalakim. Right, so the first ones there's no machlokas. So it's either it's halacha l'moshe mesinai, which means there's no indication from a pasuk, and the other one is a where there is an indication in a pasuk. Okay, and then we have the things where they learn it out using one of the midos, right? Using one of the methods of derivation, and there can be machlokas because there's no masorah on that. And then we talked last time also about how the importance of understanding what the branches are, right? Or just anfeha, anafim, right? So the branches of the branches of the branches. Okay, so the... and then we looked at some examples, right, to clarify that idea. Okay, so I think we were up to the chelek harvi, the fourth one. So the fourth chelek? So if we are... did we do that one? We'll read it over, and I don't know, maybe it'll end up being twice on the tape. Okay, so hema dinim asher tiknum hanevim v'hachachamim chol dor v'dor al derech asiyag v'gadr l'torah. I think we did read this, but okay. So there are the laws that the nevim and the chachamim decree in every generation as a fence, as a regard to the Torah, and that's what God commanded. L'takanam v'mamar kolali v'hu amro shmartem es mishmarti. Right, guard my guarding. So the tradition teaches us this means make a guard for my guard. That's what the Chacham call it's a gzera, right? So it's a preventative measure. Right? One guy says he sees a reason to make it aser, and the other one disagrees. V'harbe b'talmud, right? Rabbi Ploni gazar mishum kach v'kach. Rabbi Ploni lo gazar, right? One guy agrees because of this, and the other one doesn't. V'zo gam kein siba misibas machlokas. There's another reason for machlokas. Halo tira b'sar of b'chalav hu gazera min derabanan l'harchik min anavera v'ein asar min atora elo b'sar v'hema tahora v'asar chamim b'sar of harchak min adavar ha'asar. Right? So basically they made the gzera that you can't have bird meat with cheese, right, with milk. So you can't cook those together. So in order to prevent you from doing the real usher thing, which is meat from a kosher animal, right, with the milk. So some never had this gzera. Meha mishlo rog l'gzera zos gzera. Ki Rabbi Yose Aglili... Right, so everybody in Rabbi Yosi Aglili's town, they would eat bird meat with milk. So once there's agreement about one of these gzeros, so you can't not follow this gzera. Once it's made. Once everybody follows it, in other words, the whole Jewish people, enaf sharos lachlok al osa hagzera. So you can't disagree with that gzera anymore. V'afilu ha-neviim lo yuchlu l'satra. And even the neviim can't contradict it. V'amar b'ha-talmud Sheliyahu lo yuchal lister echad mishmona asar davar shekazer aleihem beisham beisil v'nimku zev amr lo lefishi yisrin pashut b'chol Yisrael. So, right, this is in the Talmud, they say, Eliyahu would not be able to contradict any of the 18 things that Beishamai Beis Hillel decreed, and they give the reason, because the Isser spread throughout the Jewish people. Right, so once, in other words, if a Gezerah doesn't spread throughout the Jewish people, then they have room to be able to repeal the Gezerah. Once it spreads throughout the Jewish people, then they can't repeal it anymore. These are more sort of these are you know, important details about how Gezerah works and whether or not a future based in or that based in could repeal that decree, right?
What does that mean?
Well, it becomes an integral part of what they learn, and it also becomes an integral part of practice, right? So you have both things, right? It becomes part of Talmud Torah and it becomes part of practice, right? Right? I mean, so then there are many problems that emerge. In other words, why is there the difference between Gezerah that we say once it's established and everybody accepts it can never be repealed? And when it comes to an interpretation of a pasuk, when it comes to halachos concerning mitzvahs from the Torah, any beis din, no matter who they are, can disagree. Right, every future beis din is able to argue with any previous beis din on those halachos. Right, in other words, because there it's a question of it's subject to their, in other words, they have the power. In other words, that's one of the rights of beis din. Right, in other words, beis din are the ones who give horah, they give instruction. In other words, they're the ones who interpret the Tarshah B'Chzav. So, but when it comes to a gezerah, whereas once that's established, it's established. It can never be repealed. So it's sort of an interesting kind of thing that on one hand, when it comes to deraisa, they have more maneuverability, right? But it's important to remember though, they can't argue on the essential mesorah. In other words, there's the essence of the mesorah. In other words, the ikarim of the mitzvos, which there is no machlokas on. In other words, it's only on the anfei hanafim, and that's one of the things that the Rambam is trying to stress. Right? Of course, these are other interesting questions about the nature of these different things. In other words, the difference between a interpretation of a drasha of a pasuk, in other words, where they darshan a pasuk, as opposed to gzeros. Actually, one of Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim Lezecher Avi Mori, this was an entire shiur dedicated to talking about these issues. It was a very, very interesting shiur. So it's in, I think the second one, it's called Shnei Suge Mesoras, I think. Right, two types of Mesorah. Right, that's interesting. Talks a lot about the idea of Halacha Moshe Mesinai there. It's a very, very nice essay to go through, if you ever have a chance. All right, so let's take a look at the next one. Okay, so the chilek hachamishi. So the fifth category. So hemadim asher nitkenu al derech hezbonenus v'avasa tuelas ben yanim hanawagim ben bnei adam. So here they can make a decree, right? So based on their understanding, it's basically to improve the situation of the situation of people, right? So doesn't add or subtract from the Torah, or some sort of takana that has to do with some sort of decree that has to do with the Torah. V'heim asher yikrum ha-chachamim takanos u-minhagos. That's what they call takanos u-minhagos. V'asar la'avor aleim b'shum panim. You can't not follow these things. Ha'il v'hiskim aleim ha'uma. Since the whole nation agreed upon it. Uchvar hishir Shlomo me'avor aleim. Shlomo was warned from transgressing these. V'amar poritz gadar yishachanu nachash. one who breaks a fence, a snake should bite him. Ve'ilu atzakanos ein rabos mo. There are many of these tzakanos. Nizkaros b'talmud of a Mishnah, mentioned in the Talmud of the Mishnah, mehen binyan ha'isra v'heter, mehen binyan ha'mamanos, mehen tzakanos me'osan sh'tiknu ha'naviyam. So things dealing with isra and heter, things dealing with money, things dealing with, and also there are tzakanos that the Nevi'im made, tzakanos Moshe v'Yoshua v'Ezra, like tzakanos of Moshe, Yoshua, and Ezra. Moshe Amar Moshe tzikin l'an Yisrael, she'u shol and dorshin hilchas pesach v'pesach, v'amar Moshe tzikin hazan b'shah shiyar adama. Alright, so give us a couple examples, like Moshe made a tzakana that they should learn the halachos of Pesach before Pesach. And then Moshe made the tzakana of the bracha of Hazan when the man came down. V'amnon tzakanos Yoshua v'Ezra hari and Rabos, Yoshua and Ezra, they made many tzakanos. Man tzakanos miuchasos lichidim minachacham, k'amram hiskin hilal pruzbal. Right, sometimes one individual made the tekana, like they'll say, Hillel decreed prosbal. Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Hazakein, or he'll say, Rabban Gamliel Hazakein made something, or Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and many in the Talmud. Okay, so he gives an example. Man tekana semichasav sel haklal, kamram bu'usha hiskin. Sometimes it's attributed to a general class of individuals, like they'll say, in Usha, the town of Usha, the city of Usha, they made the decree. Omram tiknu chachamim, or just the chachamim made a tekana. Oh, tekanas chachamim, b'har b'kiyotim. It gives you all the examples of the different expressions that they will use to tell you when they're making a tekana. Right? Right, I mean, it seems tekanos have to do with needs which emerge in the people. Right, so there's different reasons that needs could emerge in the people, because it could be the people's fault, or it could be certain other circumstances which create that need, right? So the man falls and people have a new, in other words, relate to how they receive their sustenance from Hashem in a new way. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to be misakin, has to institute the first bracha of Birkas Hamazon. Birkas Hamazon already was a mitzvah from the Torah. But I guess before Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin, that people would just simply, they would say a bracha, right, to recognize that fact. So then Moshe Rabbeinu has to be a misakin, because this new need emerges, right? Right, so there's clearly a lot you go into about tekanos, gezeros, right? But maybe we'll come back to it. All right, so let's look on. Right, so it says, Nimtzu kol hadinim hanizkarim b'mishnah, nechlokim leilu hachamisha chalaka. Right, so the halachos and the Mishnah are divided to these five parts. And Peirushim Mekubal Moshe Shish Lama Rav Kasa VoShev Shod Lam Dam Hekesh Meim Malach Lamosh Mesinai Meim Mashet Utsav Hekesh Uvoti Bala Machlokas Meim Gzeros Meim Tekanos. So he just lists the five that he just said. Okay, V'Om Lam Sibas Kaima Machlokas Ben Shdei Svaros But Dvar Mesher Nafla Behem Machlokas. Okay, so now he's going to explain. So why does it? So why does Rav Yehuda Anatzi in the Mishnah, why does he keep the why does he give over a machlokas, right? Why does he report what a machlokas is when there is a machlokas? So he's now going to explain that. So Rahari hi mash nesaper, that's what I'm going to say. V'zeh shehu ilu kiyem ma'amarim muskamim shein machlokas b'hem. So if he just recorded only those things which everybody agrees about, where there is no machlokas. Uvitel divrei misha ein halacha kashitaso. So now also what his question really emerges, because it wasn't so clear what his question is. Why shouldn't you keep the discussion of machlokas? In other words, only record the one that the halacha goes like. In other words, because obviously Rav Yehuda Anasi had to paskin a certain way, one way or the other, right? So just tell us how you paskin, basically. So, in other words, just record the one that you hold, the halacha goes like. Hayachol lavo bazman she'acharav. So later on, someone could come. Mishikibel hefech hadavar asher al pi vosim. So somebody come along who received the opposite, who received to do the opposite thing. Mina isha asher chalak al zo sashita. In other words, from another individual who held differently. right? In other words, obviously we're talking about a time where there's no Sanhedrin, right? Because one person could hold one way, another person could hold another way in these halachas. And obviously he's only talking about, there's only one, right? There's only one category that he's talking about, right? Where the halachas that you learn out through the midos, right? Through Hekesh. So, because nothing else has, well, Gezeira has machlokas, except once everybody agrees to the Gezeira, then there can't be machlokas anymore. Okay, so what would happen if he didn't record the machlokas? Somebody would come along who received a different tradition. No fellow suffic, but we wouldn't be sure. How could he receive this? He's a trustworthy individual. Shadavar Piloni Asur. So how could he receive that such and such is Asur? Baloa Mishno Meres Poshu Mutar. Doesn't the Mishnah say that it's Mutar? O Lehefech, or the opposite. Vakashar Hayuashitos Yiduo Sitzleinu. So when we know what the positions are, Nistima Zoa Pirza. So this division will be sealed. Kashar Yomara Makabel Shamati Shikach Asur. So here's what'll happen. The guy will say, I heard that this was Asur. No more, though, we'll say to him, Tzadakta, you're right. Aval hishitas ploni. But that's so-and-so's opinion. V'harabim cholkim alav. And the majority disagree with him. O ploni cholik alav. Or so-and-so argues with him. V'alacha kashitas acholik alav. And the halacha is like the other guy. Im ibnesha svara so tova yoser. Either because he has a better svara. Or maybe we found some other thing that supports that the other shita, right? So, and then he says, "V'omnam kaimo divrei yachid v'rabim." So he records the words of the individual and the many. Lefish pamim ti yahalacha ki yachid. So because sometimes the halacha is like the individual, and there's like it's like the one. And he wants to teach us that if there's a clear svara according to one guy, we listen to him. Even if many people disagree. Okay, so all right. So he gives us two. Let's focus on the first. He's saying why does right? So why record machlokas at all? In other words, since we do have a system of how to paskin, right? So who the halacha goes like? So just record who the halacha goes like. So he says why? Because somebody might come along who received a different tradition, right? So and then we won't be sure what's going on. Okay. So what do you guys say? Yeah? Right, so what exactly does the Rambam mean? So is this for the sake of the guy who received the tradition from the other guy who we don't paskin like, right? And what exactly is it for his benefit? And he seems to also be saying it's for our benefit because we'll have a doubt, we'll be unsure what's going on, and we'll say this guy's a trustworthy guy, right? In other words, we don't think that this guy is making something up. So how could he be saying it's Asur, and we're saying it's Mutter? In other words, it creates a situation of impossible, you know, impossibility. So, but why do you have to? Why do you have to record it? Why not just say, all right, he's a trustworthy guy. In other words, why couldn't you figure that out? In other words, he'll just tell you, like my teacher told me this, and you know who your teacher was. In other words, why is it necessary to maintain that in the Mishnah, right? So you want to say that why record both sides? Because the limud, because you could learn both sides. In other words, for the sake of limud, right? But it's interesting. The Rambam doesn't say that. He says why include both sides of the machlokas, in case this guy comes along who learned the halakha the other way. So we'll have something to tell him, and we won't be perplexed. Right, it's a very odd reason for why Rav Yehuda Nasi includes machlokas in the Mishnah, right? I mean, also what I'm wondering is why can't the other guy just paskin a different way? In other words, we're talking about a case where there's no Sanhedrin, obviously, right? So let's say the guy comes along, He says, I learned that it's usur, right? So fine, he learned that it's usur, and we learned in the Mishnah that it's mutter, right? So what's the problem? There is the so you have each one has his own you know, and I have different batei denim. So why is this right? I mean, is the point? Is the guy now going to change? Is the point that the guy is now going to change the halacha that he's going by? In other words, and not hold that it's usher anymore, and now say, it's mutter. Okay, I'll go with mutter, even though my teacher told me it's this way. Right? In other words, does he follow his teacher, or does he follow what the followers of the Mishnah are doing?
If you don't follow his teacher, right? If there's no basis.
Right, I mean, it seems he should be able to follow his teacher. It's a very difficult thing to... what exactly is going on here? In other words, does he continue to follow his practice or not? Or it's very... and this is to say that you'd have something to reply to him. Also, you know, it also begs the question of, once you have the Mishnah, in other words, what happens, right? Does that mean that everyone has to paskin like the Mishnah? Right? In other words, and what are these, right? In other words, is that what happens? So, right, in other words, the Rambam says, and right, it says in Hilchos Mamrim, so he says, when there's no Sanhedrin, so if there's Machlokas, so you go, basically, if your mind can leans, you know, sees that one side, you know, says, goes towards one side, so you could paskin like that. But if your mind doesn't lean one way or the other, so then if it's Dereisa, you go Machmir, and if it's Derabanan, you go Mekel. Right, he sets out the rules. So what is this? Right? What is this? You know, they're having these rules of, also the whole idea of these rules of psak, right? Like you, because you tell him, because there's the rabbim and there's the yachid, and your teacher was the yachid, but we paskin like the rabbim. Or he'll say, oh, there was a machlokes, but we say the svara is better according to this guy, right? So it's interesting. I mean, it sounds almost like you're telling the guy, you're giving him knowledge which he didn't have, which once he has this knowledge, then basically it works like the system that the Rambam describes in Hilchos Mamrim, that now that he has this knowledge, in other words, they show him that this guy's svara is better. So once he sees that guy's svara is better, that's the system. The system is you go by whoever's svara is better. Or it seems there's another system of being able to see who to lead. In other words, you have to determine a psak. If you can't paskin one way or the other, so we said it's either machmir deraisa, mekil derabanan, right? But let's say, or if there's a method of in other words, there could be a method of determining who you should lean towards, right? But one method could be Savara, but another method could be this idea of the Yachid and the Rabbim. In other words, that's another reason to lean towards one Savara as opposed to another. I mean, it could be that's what the, in other words, that could be the, in other words, you're filling the guy in, basically. In other words, once you tell him this, then he's going to agree with you. I mean, of course he's going to now paskin the same way that you do. He's going to hold the same halacha, right? But still, that might be the what's going on. But still, there's the question: why design the Mishnah for this guy? In other words, for this case of the individual who wasn't, I guess who wasn't privy to the same, the same knowledge as you. He wasn't filled in. So he suddenly comes. He was far. I don't know. He was far away in some far up town. So now he comes and he says, why am I holding the opposite halacha as you are? Right? So why is that such an important case to be able to be concerned with? Right? What is that? Why is that such an important case? So, right. And then he gives that reason, but then he, for some reason, he needs to give you another reason by the why include a machlokas in Yachid and Rabbim. Well, for the same reason you just said, right? He just told us the reason why you should include a machlokas between Yachid, why you should mention a machlokas in Yachid and Rabbim. Because maybe this guy was the student of the Yachid, and now he's just following the Yachid, and then you have to tell him that, well, halacha is karabim. He says, no. Or it's, he gives us another reason. Because sometimes the halacha is like the Yachid, and he wants to teach you that if the Svara is very clear, you follow the Yachid. Which also lends support, tangentially lends support to possibly what we were saying before, that what are these rules are basically rules of determining, in other words, where your mind should lean. In other words, towards which possibility should your mind lean. Right? So in general, if Yachid and Rabim, the Svara would lean towards the Rabim. But that's not necessary. In other words, like the Rambam saying, you mentioned Yachid and Rabim because sometimes the Svara could be according to the Yachid. Right? But still, there's something, and I can mention a possibility, but it doesn't quite fit into what the Rambam is saying. But if the whole Mishnah was just without machlokas, so you would have no way, in other words, the whole Mishnah would appear as if it's the ikkar of Torah. In other words, the Rambam said before, there's the ikkar or the shor, and then there's the anafim, right? Or the anfeha anafim, right? So on what is there? There's only machlokas about the anfeha anafim. So in other words, when it's recorded as machlokas, you immediately know what category you're talking about. If you don't have, in other words, if you just presented it all as being no machlokas, you're going to think that this is a Kabbalah Mimosha. And that also could be why it would be so troubling if an individual comes along and he has a different, in other words, what? Yeah, we have two different Mesoras as to what the, we have two different Mesoras from Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to show, no, this is, because this is not the Iker Mesorah, this is not the Mesorah which there is no machlokas about. This is the area of the Anfei Anafim. This is where we learn out the halachos through Hekesh, through the Midos, Shadur Nidreshes Ben. So that's integrally part of the system that, in other words, the machlokas shows that that's what the nature of the thing is. Right? So it could be that, in other words, possibly. In other words, it's a possible explanation of what the Rambam means here. Right, then you would have the situation of two Mesoras as opposed to saying, well, these guys have a Svara and these guys have a Mesorah. Oh, so we just go by the guy who has a Mesorah. Here we'd have a case where we have two people claiming Mesorah, basically. My teacher taught me this, my teacher taught me that. You have to show this is not in the area of Mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, this is the area which is the area of interpretation. There's Machlokas. It's an integral part of the system. Right?
Then you really